With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In the wake of last week's special counsel report on President Biden's mishandling of classified documents, a former federal prosecutor is crying foul. Andrew C. McCarthy, the former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, argues that Donald Trump has been unfairly treated when compared to similar cases.
Every bounce of the ball has gone against him, and every bounce of the ball has gone in favor of the Democrat, including, Hillary Clinton in particular.
McCarthy interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, police say a woman in a trench coat opened fire with a long gun inside Pastor Joel Osteen's Texas megachurch before being gunned down by two off-duty officers who confronted her. The afternoon shooting at the Houston megachurch sent worshipers scrambling out of the building between busy Sunday services. Authorities say the woman was killed and a five-year-old boy with her critically wounded by gunfire. There has been no motive made public on this incident. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on an attack on a ship in a strait that connects the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden.
A ship has come under attack by two missiles in the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. The ship was traveling through a strait which connects the Gulf of Aden to the Red Sea near Yemen. British authorities said no one was wounded in the attack and that the ship was continuing on its journey. The latest assault is believed to have been carried out by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The rebels have been attacking ships in the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden since November over Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The Houthis did not immediately claim the attack. I'm Karen Chamas.
And on Wall Street, the Dow ahead 174 points now, the NASDAQ adding 52. This is SRN News. A Kentucky courthouse removes the Ten Commandments.
Under pressure from an atheist organization, officials in Spencer County have decided to pull down a plaque bearing the Decalogue, which had been on display inside the building for some time. The Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a demand letter to the county prompting the action. The foundation is perhaps the most prominent atheist group in the country and spends much of its time seeking to scour Christianity from the public square. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near total ban on abortion has been rejected by lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates. Both Democrats and Republicans joined in an 8-to-none vote in a House subcommittee to kill the measure, which would have prohibited abortions except in cases necessary to save the mother's life. Democrats have also vowed to start the years-long process of seeking to add abortion to the Virginia state constitution. This is SRN News. Egypt tells Israel to back off any plans to invade the town of Rafah. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Israel has been warned by Egyptian officials that if it commences a ground invasion of the Gazan city of Rafah, as promised by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, the cost to the Jewish state will be the suspension of the Camp David Accords, the 1978 showpiece of Israeli-Egyptian diplomacy. Negotiated by U.S. President Jimmy Carter and signed by Israeli Premier Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat, the treaty broke through generations of Israeli isolation from the Arab world and since then has stood as proof that such diplomacy is possible. To prevent the expected ground operation and exacerbation of the Gaza humanitarian crisis, Egypt is playing the Camp David card. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.